everyone! Welcome to our podcast, Star Kids Sparks! And again, I'm here with my amazing, wonderful, awesome grades 1 and 2 students! Someone is even doing the bubbles. No need for the bubbles anymore. Okay, so today, I'm here with Jace, Ibrahim, and Kashmir. So they are my special guests this afternoon. But of course, I have all of my kids up there in the video. So they will be asked also later. Can we ask our guests for today to introduce themselves? So kids, you tell us about yourself just a bit, your age, and what grade level are you in. Ready? So let's start with, of course, I always start with the girls. Because, you know, I'm a girl. So let's ask Kashmir to start. Kash, can you tell us about yourself?
Hello everyone, my name is Kashmir Eliana Bernardo, and I'm 7 years old and I'm grade 1.
Wow! Hi Kash, she's grade 1. Her name is a very nice name, very unique. Kashmir. Thanks Kashmir. Okay, let's try now the boys. Let me see. Ibrahim, can you go next please?
Hello, my name is Ibrahim Carrion, and I'm grade 2, and I'm 7 years old.
Wow, grade 2, this time is grade 2. Thank you, Ibrahim. How about Jace?
Hello, I'm Jace Esperenio, and I'm grade 2, and I'm 8 years old.
Thank you, Jace. That is awesome. Now, are you ready, kids? Are you ready to ask these 3 wonderful boys and girl? First question. How are you feeling today, Ibrahim? How do you feel today?
I feel happy.
You feel happy? Why do you feel happy, Ibrahim?
Because of food.
Because of food? What's your food? What did you eat today?
Nuggets.
Nuggets? Wow! Is that your favorite food, Ibrahim?
Yes. Oh, wow.
It's healthy, wow. But not every day, right? Not every day nuggets. Oh, thank you, Ibrahim. Jace, how about you? How do you feel today first?
Amazing.
Amazing. What made it amazing?
School.
Cool. All right, I like that. Tash, how about you, Tash? How do you feel today?
I feel great.
You feel great? What made you feel great?
I feel great because my sister is always with me.
Wow. What's the name of your sister, Cash, again?
Elsie.
So being with Elsie makes you feel great. I like that. Yes. You should. Who among you have siblings? Can you raise your hand? Those who have siblings, your brother or sister? To all our listeners, I think most of my students have siblings. Good for you. I know it's not always happy, right? Because sometimes you also fight with them. All right, not so much for that. My question for you this afternoon is this. Do you remember your happiest time ever in your entire life? Like, for example, you're 6 years old since you were born. You cannot forget that happy, happy, super duper happy time. Okay, let me ask Kashmir this time because Kashmir is already nodding her head. Kash, can you share with us when was your happiest time and what made you super happy that time?
My happiest time, it was our Christmas party at December.
What made it happy, Kash?
I see all of my friends there.
What did you do?
I play with them.
Wow. Can you tell us the names of your friends that were with you during the time?
Tiffany. Ariana. I think it's Ariana because I don't really remember.
So you were with your classmates?
I don't remember much, teacher.
Tiffany and Ariana, Kash, you were together? Really? Ariana, do you remember that? Oh, I'm going to be putting down Ariana for now. Ariana, can you tell us about that?
I already did.
So it's nice. Ariana is saying, and she's showing us her writing task. Thank you, Ariana. So that was the happiest time for... Yes, thank you, Ariana. So Kashmir's happiest time was with her friends, right? Kashmir? Thank you, Kashmir. Ibrahim, how about you? What was the happiest time for you?
The happiest time of me is when I'm doing sports.
You're doing sports? What's your favorite sports, Ibrahim?
All of them.
All of them? Can you tell me? Can you give me one? Like your most favorite of all?
I think it's ice skating.
You do ice skating, Ibrahim?
Yes, I'm fast at ice skating. I'm when? Fast at people than ice skating.
That is amazing.
I play ice skating in Wednesday.
On Wednesday? Where? Where do you go ice skating?
MOA.
MOA? Kids, let me ask all of my students here. Who among you can ice skate? Who among you can do that as well? Like Ibrahim. Chase is raising his hand. Tiffany too. Kevin, you can also do ice skating?
Josiah?
Really? Rance also? Josiah? Wow! You should be teaching your teacher how to ice skate. But I might break my bones, you know? When you grow older, your bones are a bit brittle. Unlike you. Thanks, Ibrahim. That's the happiest time for Ibrahim. Maybe in the future, Ibrahim can be a champion, right? A champion sportsman. Are you excited for Ibrahim? I'm excited for him. How about Jace? Jace, what's your happiest time ever?
Okay. So, it was that one time. It was 2020, the start of 2023.
What happened?
We went somewhere in a hotel and there were lots of fireworks.
Wow, you had your fireworks. Maybe that's New Year's celebration, right, Jace? And you saw all these amazing fireworks. Maybe you're in the rooftop or something. I really like that too, Jace. I want to do that as well. Now, who were with you during the time?
My family, my titos and titas, and my mom and dad and my sister and my whole family.
That is awesome. Thank you, Jace, for sharing. Now, of course, if I ask you about your happiest, or those who are raising their hands, would you like to share your happiest time also? Would you like to share? Okay, Elisha, oh, come on. a lot of you are raising your hands. Oh, how I wish I could ask all of you. But let me just ask one person, all right? Okay, let me ask. Okay, let's try. Elisha, would you like to share? Elisha? Okay, yes. Elisha, what's your happiest time, Elisha?
It was when I just got 2020 2 years.
What happened?
Because when it was still 2022, where I go to a hotel.
You went to a hotel? And what made it super happy for you? What did you do there?
There was a swimming pool.
Swimming pool? Do you love to swim, Elisha? Do you know how to swim?
But they don't really know how to swim at the surface, but they only know how to swim on underwater, not on the surface.
Underwater? That's even more amazing! Me, you know, I cannot swim even on the surface or under the water. I can walk. I can walk in the pool, okay? Thank you, Elisha.
You can also walk.
You can Wait. Also walk.
And then what? And then my head is sticking out of the water.
Of course, because we cannot breathe underwater. Thanks, Elisha. Okay, now let's go to the next question because we're running out of time. Okay, Cash, Ibrahim, and Jace, when was your saddest time of your life? Can you remember that? Maybe you cried, maybe something in the family or something like that. Cash, can you start again? When was your saddest time ever?
When my mom went to the hospital because when my sister when my mom got pregnant.
Oh, and then she gave birth to LZ. Is that it, Cash? You felt sad about it when she was in the hospital? What made you feel sad, Cash? When mommy was in the hospital, what was going on your mind during that time? Are you afraid that something bad might happen to mommy in the hospital? Oh, what did you do then? When you felt sad, what did you do? When you feel sad, kids,
I just cried.
You just cried? Did you cry, Cash, during that time? Did you think of praying also? Praying for mommy? Yes, okay. Thanks, Cash. I'm sure Cash was a bit worried, right? Because hospitals really make us feel worried, right, Kashmir? Anyone, we don't like to go to the hospital because it means something's wrong with us, right? Thanks, Kashmir, for sharing that. But now Elsie is out and she's a very happy and healthy baby girl, right, Kashmir? Your sister. Thanks, Kashmir. Jace, how about you, Jace? What's your saddest time? Yes, Jace, go ahead. We're listening to you. Oh, you can. Okay, think about it more. Ibrahim, can you go next, Ibrahim? Ibrahim, can you share with us your saddest time? Go ahead.
My grandpa.
What happened to grandpa?
He was in the bathroom, but he was breathing hard, and his eyes were open, but he was sitting in the floor of the bathroom. Ooh. Now he went to the hospital.
Oh, you mean Lolo slipped? He slipped in the bathroom, right? He slipped. And then, did he hit his head like that?
Yes. I don't really know because I just hear him.
Okay. But is he okay now?
I tell my tita.
Oh, wait. Were you the one who found Lolo in the bathroom on the floor? Are you the one who found him? Oh, okay. And then you called your tita or your mom in the house to get your lolo.
I called my tita.
Okay, what happened after?
And they take them to the hospital.
Oh, is he okay now?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Can we clap our hands for that? Lolo is fine. And good that Ibrahim found Lolo. Right, Ibrahim? Do you feel happy that you're able to find Lolo and get help for him? Wow, very good thinking, Ibrahim. That's very wise. Thank God for Lolo. Wow, that's a very happy... It may be sad in the beginning, but it ended up quite well. Okay, Jace, how about you? Can you now think of a saddest time in your life? Okay, go ahead.
The time when my sister had... Before, I think when my sister had dengue.
What happened before then? Okay, what happened?
She was at the hospital.
Oh, what were you thinking then when Ate was in the hospital? What happened? Did you cry or something?
It was, I don't know. I think, I was sad.
You were sad?
That she...
Okay.
That's before, ah.
Yes, I know. But Ate is okay now, right? Yes, wow. So, imagine, kids, did you notice that? Kashmir, Ibrahim, and Jace shared about their saddest moment, and it all has to do with sickness or hospital or an accident, right? So kids, all of my students up there, do you all feel sad when someone is sick or not feeling well? Or like about Ibrahim's lolo, it was an accident, right? That's a scary one because that's your lolo, and you know something bad might really have happened, but thank God that he's fine right now. Oh my, we don't have time, but maybe my last question is this. Tash, Ibrahim, and Jace, do you pray? Do you pray like every day? Cash, can you tell me what time of the day do you usually pray? Is it in the morning, at night?
I think every day, teacher.
Okay. What time of the day do you love to pray?
I think at night.
At night. Before going to bed, right? You pray for everyone in the family. Thank you, Cash. How about Ibrahim? Ibrahim, do you pray?
When I'm sad and happy.
When you're sad and happy. Do you pray every day? Before sleeping. Very good, Ibrahim. Jace, how about you? When do you pray?
Waking up, and I pray before sleeping.
Wow, very good. Me too. Now, my last question is this. Who is God to you, Kashmir? Who is God to you? Because we pray to Him, right? And who is God to you, Kashmir? Can you tell us? What do you think about God? What kind of God is He? Is He a good God? Is He a God?
He's nice.
Why do you pray to Him, Cash?
Because He always heals people.
Wow, did you hear that, Cash Mercedes? She prays to God because she knows that God heals people. Right, Kashmir? Thank you, Kashmir. I think that's very good. Me too. I pray to God because I trust Him. Jace, why do you pray to God?
I pray to God because He is the best.
He is the best. He is good. Amen. Thank you, Jace. Ibrahim, how about you, Ibrahim? Why do you pray to God, Ibrahim? Why?
Because I was thankful for the blessings, food, electricity, and Wi-Fi.
What? Did you hear, Ibrahim? He's thankful to God. Yes.
And God is love.
God is love. Clap, clap, clap for that answer. Thank you, Ibrahim. Thank you, Jace. And thank you, Kashmir. All right. Oh, I don't have any time anymore. I'm so happy to see all of you again. And to all our listeners, I want you all to keep listening and we'll have more interviews in the future. But for now, we have to say bye. Kiss everyone. Say bye. Bye, podcast. Can you say that? Go. Bye. Bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you. They are still bubbling. Bye, kids. I'll see you soon. Take care of yourself. Don't forget to pray for those who are sick, okay? Bye-bye.